Next is a progress note on Larissa Russell. The last name is spelled R-U-S-S-E-L-L. The first name, Louisa, is L-U-E-R-E-S-I-A. The place was in a private home. The date was July the 14th, 2022. In the paragraph, Mrs. Russell was seen regarding increasing edema and also some dyspnea, period. New paragraph history. Mrs. Russell had a stroke a few months ago in the hospital, period. She had marked swelling of her left arm and less swelling of her left leg. Right now, the arm swelling is better, and she is worried about edema of the left compared to the right, period. The left side has always been more swollen than the right, period. This new swelling began about 2 weeks ago, and she had it in the hospital also, period. She was concerned, and she had been tested in the past to allow clots, period. She was in hospital April 4th to May 6th, according to what they tell me, but I'm not sure if that's quite correct. In any case, it was probably around May that she left the hospital. New paragraph. There's no pitting of the edema, and it's not dramatically increased compared to what I've seen in the past, period. It does bother her a bit because it's harder to get shoes on. It may be hindering her walking, period. She gets short of breath when walking from the kitchen to the front of the house, period. She sometimes has nausea, period. New paragraph. We viewed her last electrolytes. And the BUN was 38, creatinine 2.11, sugar was 118, sodium 137, potassium 4.7, chloride 106, CO2 20, calcium 9.5, period. She does have chronic kidney disease stage 4 and follows with nephrology, but it may be difficult now to get her to the nephrologist, period. New paragraph. She has hypertension, which is borderline elevated now, period. Other readings have been good at home, though, period. She has coronary artery disease, but no current angina, and that seems controlled, period. She has gastroesophageal reflux disease, but denied heartburn, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. No fever, chills, or major weight change. Eye, her vision's okay. ENT, she has decreased hearing. Respiratory, she gets short of breath more with exertion and walking. Cardiovascular, no angina, palpitations, dizziness, but she has the edema as noted. The eye sometimes feels constipated, sometimes has nausea. Do you know dysuria or other complaints? Musculoskeletal, she's weak in general, no acute pains. Skin, no major rash or itch. Your paragraph past history is positive for dementia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, chronic kidney disease stage 4, essential hypertension, coronary artery disease, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, osteoarthritis of multiple joints, dysphagia, and she seems to swallow adequately now, dysthymia, post-traumatic osteoarthritis of the right hip, secondary hyperparathyroidism, stroke. New paragraph. Family history. Mother died at 89 of osteoarthritis and had hypertension and arthritis. Mother died at 100. She has siblings with hypertension, hearing loss, a brother with neoplasm of the prostate, and a sister with neoplasm of the breast. New paragraph. Allergies not known. New paragraph. Surgical history. She's had a complete hysterectomy, hemorrhoid surgery, a navel, and 2 C-sections. Social history, non-smoker, no alcoholic test. Paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 144 over 76, pulse 70. The blood pressure was 148 over 72 on the right and was 144 over 70 on the left. Temperature 97.2, O2 saturation 96%. The sugars are running in the low 100s, such as 110s, 120s, and 130s, period. New paragraph. Head and neck. Pupils equal to react to the light. Eyelid and conjunctiva are normal. Extracting wounds intact. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal inspection. Neck supple. No mass. No thyromegaly. No palpable nodes. Lungs. Clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal as 1 is 2. No gout. No murmur. Edema is 2 to 3 plus on the left and 1 to 2 plus on the right. Fetal pulses are palpable. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. CNS, she has a very slight left facial droop, period. She is a bit weaker on the left side, but she has made much recovery since her stroke, period. The upper extremity weakness is worse than the lower extremity weakness, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. 1, Mrs. Russell has edema, period. It's not extreme, and I doubt it's a DVT. And at this point in time, I will not add a diuretic, period. I think she's functioning okay. I am concerned about her stage 4 renal disease, period. There's no other signs of fluid overload when auscultating the lungs or when looking at a mucous membrane. 2, she has hypertension, borderline, alkaline hydralgia, 10 milligrams 3 times a day, plus metoprolol, 12.5 milligrams twice a day, plus amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, period. 3, she has stroke. Ministry rate of fibrinogen, continue eloquence, 2.5 milligrams twice a day, period. 5, she has stage 4 chronic kidney disease, and we'll try and watch her blood pressures, period. 6, she has dementia, I'll continue donepezil 5 milligrams daily. 7, she has a bit of anxiety, depression, I'll continue bupropion 75 milligrams BID, period. Trazodone 50 milligrams daily for sleep and bicarb for the nephrology service, period. Overall, can any of the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Mm-hmm.